Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for March 15th, read by Kurt L. from Albuquerque, New Mexico, USA. AA thoughts for the day. Procrastination. After a preliminary trial at making amends, we may enjoy such a sense of relief that we conclude our task is finished. We will want to rest on our laurels. The temptation to skip the more humiliating and dreaded meetings that still remain may be great. We may just procrastinate, telling ourselves the time is not yet, when in reality we have already passed up many a fine chance to right a serious wrong. Let's not talk prudence while practicing evasion. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 85. Thought to consider. Procrastination is really sloth in five syllables. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 67. Acronyms. DEAD. Drinking ends all dreams. Just for today. Generosity from thousands of founders. AA was not invented. Its basics were brought to us through the experience and wisdom of many great friends. We simply borrowed and adapted their ideas. Thankfully, we have accepted the devoted services of many non-alcoholics. We owe our very lives to the men and women of medicine and religion. And speaking of Dr. Bob and myself, I gratefully declare that it had not been for our wives, Ann and Lois, neither of us could have lived to see AA's beginning. As Bill sees it, page 67. Daily Reflections. The God Idea. When we saw others solve their problems by a simple reliance upon the spirit of the universe, we had to stop doubting the power of God. Our ideas did not work, but the God idea did. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 52. Like a blind man gradually being restored to sight, I slowly groped my way to the third step, having realized that only a power greater than myself could rescue me from the hopeless abyss I was in. I knew that this was a power that I had to grasp, and that it would be my anchor in the midst of a sea of woes. Even though my faith at that time was minuscule, it was big enough to make me see that it was time for me to discard my reliance on my prideful ego and replace it with the steadying strength that could only come from a power far greater than myself. As Bill sees it, breach the walls of ego. People who are driven by pride of self unconsciously blind themselves to their liabilities. Newcomers of this sort scarcely need comforting. The problem is to help them discover a chink in the walls their ego has built, through which the light of reason can shine. The attainment of greater humility is the foundation principle of each of AA's 12 steps, for without some degree of humility, no alcoholic can stay sober at all. Nearly all AA's have found, too, that unless they develop much more of this precious quality than may be required just for sobriety, they still haven't much chance of becoming truly happy. Without it, they cannot live to much useful purpose or in adversity be able to summon the faith that can meet any emergency. 12 and 12, page 46, page 70. Big book quote. Although financial recovery is on the way for many of us, we found we could not place money first. For us, material well-being always followed spiritual progress. It never preceded it. Alcoholics Anonymous, The Family Afterward, page 127. 24 hours a day, AA thought for the day. We alcoholics were on a merry-go-round, going round and round, and we couldn't get off. That merry-go-round is a kind of hell on earth. In AA, I got off that merry-go-round by learning to stay sober. I pray to my higher power every morning to help me keep sober. And I get the strength from that power to do what I could never do with my own strength. I do not doubt the existence of that power. We are not speaking into a vacuum when we pray. That power is there if we will use it. Am I off the merry-go-round of drinking for good? Meditation for the day. I must remember that in spiritual matters I am only an instrument. It is not mine to decide how or when I am to act. God plans all spiritual matters. It is up to me to make myself fit to do God's work. All that hinders my spiritual activity must be eliminated. I can depend on God for all the strength I need to overcome those faults that are blocks. I must keep myself fit so that God can use me as a channel for His Spirit. prayer for the day. I pray that my selfishness may not hinder my progress in spiritual matters. I pray that I may be a good instrument for God to work with. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota, 55012. My name is Kurt L., and I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.